When I ask Dad to do something, I keep asking him, and he finally does it.
Well, he weakens it, doesn't he?
That's the way it is around my house. I think it's my head that's a little soft. Do you have night birds around here?
Yeah, we got bull bats and night hawks, I guess.
Any of those that will make a noise at night?
We have bull bats and makes a... Well, we got hoot owls, that's what you mean.
Are those the big ones or the little ones?
Yeah, the big ones. The screech owls, very few of them left anymore, but there's quite a few run on in there now.
How about the bird that'll peck holes in trees?
The woodpecker? Yeah, we got woodpeckers.
And these little animals with bushy tails and white stripes?
You mean ground squirrels?
Well, these are the ones that don't smell so good.
Oh, the skunks?
Yeah,
we got skunks.
And squirrels?
Yeah, we have red squirrels here.
What do you call animals of this kind that just sort of pesky?
Well, it depends on what you refer to. If it's a skunk, well, he's a predator.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wondered if you had any special word that you'd use
for him. I think so. He's just a damn skunk. That's a nuisance.
Is the word varmint common?
Yeah, we have varmint. That's very common.
How about that lizard that has the big horns on him?
Well, you mean the horny toad?
We
have mountain boomers here too, you know.
What's a mountain boomer?
What is a mountain boomer? Well, it's a big lizard with a green head and body and red ears, and he's about, he'll use a run tail and all, about 6 or 8 inches long. Plays around on the rocks.
They make a noise?
No noise.
Just boomers, just a descriptive word.
That's his name, yeah. He's the mountain boomer.
And around the ponds, you might find these animals that'll jump in. Oh, some of them about that long.
Bullfrogs?
Yeah,
we got lots of bullfrogs.
Man, we saw a great big one, and they are real loud.
You mean it calls pretty good, yeah.
How about these small green ones?
Yeah, we have little
small, very noisy.
You mean the little bullfrogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any special word for those?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe I ever heard it referred to as anything but a little frog.
Bullfrog, he's a water animal. How
That's
about
right.
these you find around in your yard?
And toads.
Who?
Toads.
Do you have oyster feeds here in the early days?
Oh, yes, yeah. We had oyster suppers and ice cream suppers, too.
Great treat, wasn't it?
Oh, you bet.
When you go fishing, what do you take with you?
I used to take a pole.
Anything else?
Yeah, some worms for bait.
You ever use a little fish for bait?
Minnows, that come in later. We didn't used to have them way back there. We use minnows now, and spinning reels and lures, of course, but then I think I've caught more fish with a crooked willow stick and worms than I ever caught anything else.
How about these things that'll live in mud?
You mean crawfish?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good bait.
And the insect, I think I've asked you about the insect that you find around the ponds, the one with two sets of wings?
Yeah, snake knockers, commonly called.
How about these animals with a shell?
Turtles.
Is that around the pond or in your yard?
Well, that's it's terrapin if it's in the yard. There's two different species of them, too, and they both got hulls. Terrapin was quite... That saved the Minya Indian from starving to death. Them Indians eat them terrapins. Dig
right?
a post hole, dig a hole, build a fort, put the coals in, and kick them terrapins in it, live, hull and all, cook them right there, and pull them out of there, and take that hull off, and pick that meat away from them.
Well, I'll be darned.
Didn't you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
I'd never know how to prepare them. I'd never know how to prepare them.
Well, that's the way they did it. Pick them terrapins up, going across country in a wagon, see one, get them. Used to be lots of terrapins here.